人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的观众朋友们，大家好，这里是西雅图中文电台西雅图国际电影节的电影节专访。我们今天呢，有幸邀请到了电影 Chasing Time 的两位导演 Jeff Young 和我们另外一位女导演，她是 Sarah Kill。 我们很有幸的邀请到他们今天做这次电影的专访。 Hi Jeff and Sarah, how are you guys doing?
Good, and thanks for having us.
Yes, of course. Jeff, okay, let's start with some question. We know Chasing Time recently had it well, like a premiere at Hot Docs, and now it's U.S. premiere here at the Seattle International Film Festival. How are you both feeling right now?
Amazing. Seattle's actually my hometown, so it's amazing to have the U.S. premiere here. It's been, you know, the first festival I ever worked with Seattle, so to be able to come back, it feels like a homecoming before both of us, actually, for different ways. But, yeah, amazing to be able to premiere it with my family and friends in the audience. My sixth grade teacher was there. My college advisor was there. So it was a really special experience.
The screening was beautiful yesterday. It's such a big screen. And to be able to see this movie at the size that honors the glaciers themselves, I think it's really special.
Awesome. Okay, Jeff, I would like to ask you, the Chasing Time is the combination of a significant project, right? How did all of this come about for you? And what was the motivation for the creating the Chasing Time?
This National Geographic photographer, James Balog, he had this idea many years ago to do time lapses of glaciers. Yeah. And he wanted to see how these glaciers all around the world were going to change year after year. And so when I was in college still, I started to join him out in the field. We went to Iceland, and we went to Alaska, and we went to Greenland together, and we went on all of these adventures. And we started that in 2007, and here we are, you know, 15 years later, we went back to those same locations as he's closing this project up, and he wanted to put it to an end. The photography did the work. The photography got the story out there in a really, really big way, and we wanted to honor that legacy of James's work and his team. That has been traveling the world to create this visual evidence of what's happening to the glaciers.
的确是我们也是昨天非常荣幸的在首映的时候看到了我们的纪录片里面的主角 James， 然后来到我们的昨天的这个影院。然后其实我自己本人呢也是之前有机会去到了冰岛，然后在冰岛待了大概两三天，然后我当时因为是冬天，所以我当时准备了很多衣服，然后准备了很多雪靴。我可能想说那冰岛应该会很冷在冬天的时候，但是非常的惊讶，就是当我到了冰岛的时候呢，其实它的温度并没有很冷，而且都已经看不到很多的这个雪，然后当地的人也是说非常的奇怪啊，这个天气就是越来越每一年越来越暖，我觉得它这个也是跟我们这个冰川的这种每年在消失在融化也是有很多的联系的。然后当我在看到你们在电影里面的很多的这个照片，不管是冰岛还是格陵兰岛里面的很多这个照片，就是非常的震惊，然后大家看的人也是情绪非常的感动，然后也是非常的难过，看到我们的大自然在经过这么多年之后，然后它是在加速的这样子的变化，而且它是往不好的方向在变化。那我有个问题，就是想问一下，从最初你们开始这部纪录片或者这个电影到之后你们结束这么多年之后，有哪些事情哪些想法在你们的脑海当中有没有哪些变化，我特别想要好奇想要知道。
I think for me, I'm interpreting your question like looking at the last 15 years, and over these 15 years or so, I think everybody that I know that works in climate science is surprised by how fast things are changing back. And like everybody expected things to change, but we're hitting tipping points and things are shifting so much faster than the scientists expected. The scary part of that is it's not looking like it's slowing down. Right. And part of it is, like, one of the things that I wrestle with is what scientists think versus what the public thinks. And there's a huge gap between, like, scientists who are very, very worried and concerned about how the planet is changing versus a lot of the public doesn't seem to get it or seem to care. And I don't think that's the public's fault in some cases, but this is why we need these types of stories that help with public out to what's going on.
And just to add to that, when you all made Ice, the world was in a very different place where the purpose of the film is to show that climate change is real for the skeptics and the people who are denying the existence of climate change. But now that it's 15 years later, I think there is more general acceptance that climate change is real. It's just we have passive believers that aren't necessarily getting involved with the climate movement. And so that was the inspiration behind this film, was trying to tell the more human side of climate change and focusing on the humans behind the work and not just the devastation itself. And so the hope is that through seeing the perseverance and the dedication of James as well as the team working with him, people could see themselves in the story and recognize that, like James, like Jeff, that everyone has something to contribute, whether you are an artist, a musician, maybe, you know, lawyer, teacher, whatever your role may be, you have something to offer that's unique to you. And it's more of figuring out how can I get involved in this movement.
Jeff 导演的回答是，在经过这个15年的这个变化，我们不只是我们自己，所有人都对于这个气候的变化这个非常的震惊，震惊于它的很多这个变化都是非常的快，而且是出乎于，而且是超乎我们所期望的这些变化，而且是加速的变化，而且很多当我们回到这些地方时候再去观察这些，比如说冰川也好，环境也好，很多这个科学家们也是非常的震惊于他们的变化，而且是非常可怕的，而且是比我们这种平时期待的还要差很多的一些变化。所以而且我们看到的就是很多它没有很多变化，它没有在减速，而且在过去的十几二十年，因为我们地球的这个加速的这个发展，也是导致像在冰岛或格陵兰岛的这些冰川也是在加速的融化中，非常快速的融化。所以但是对于很多大众来说，他们很多这些照片或者是一些视频他是没有看到的，所以当他们看到我们这个电影的时候，他们会发现原来是有很多差距的，因为他们平时所接触的这些听到的新闻并没有很好的去代表真正在冰岛或者在格陵兰岛发生的一些事情。然后接下来是 Sarah 导演的回答，就是他们也是最开始有这个初衷想要做这个电影，其实就是想要让大家关注我们的气候的一些变化，然后想要让我们的大众，想让我们所有人类能够知道，就是说这个气候的变化在冰岛和格陵兰岛，它不是一个理论性的问题或是可以争论的问题，它是一个科学现实存在的一个问题，大家不应该对这个事情有任何的一个讨论，因为它就是一个真实存在的事情。所以我们希望也能够通过这个电影给大家带来最直观的一些，能够用你的眼睛用你的声音可以看到这些事情，它真的是在每一天在发生，在加速的发生变化。
That's right, thank you, Bob. And to ask question to Sarah, I just mentioned about like transition, right? And doing a different role in this, but as you are transitioning into a new role as a co-director with Jeff. So I would like to know, like, this for this chicken time must have presented a unique challenges, especially within the context to the exciting cooperation and the relationship between Jeff and James. We watched the movie last night, and we saw that there's a touching story between you and James. It's really great and good story, and even you guys didn't really show up a lot, but I know there's like a timeline, right? But so Sarah, can you describe your experience stepping into this role for the first time and navigating to the dynamic of the team from Platteville?
Yeah, so I actually met Jeff and his longtime producing partner, Marissa, at Sundance a few years ago. And as I mentioned during the Q&A, they were my dream volunteers to work with. And so I was so honored to be able to join their team, first as a production coordinator on Plama, and now we've been working together for about 5 years now. And a couple of years ago, you know, Jeff and Marissa, as my mentors, have been so nurturing with my career and helping foster my aspirations. And so when I voiced a desire to learn directing, the opportunity came up, and so I stepped into the co-director role, and it was a really great way for me to explore my own voice and ability as a director under the guidance of Jeff. He was such a great teacher and mentor, friend to the entire process, and there's a lot of trust that goes into allowing me to step into that role because I was, you know, directing him as he was wearing the subject hat, and so it was a lot of prep work that we did ahead of time to make sure that he was comfortable, that you know, he could be on camera and be his full authentic self, and that we could explore this relationship and mentorship between him and James. And, you know, there's a lot of trust with James as well to be able to share his story of his cancer journey and getting vulnerable on camera. There were so many moments when we all cried together, like in the interviews. And so, you know, I was so grateful to be able to be in this role as an outsider of this relationship among the three men, and being able to dive deeper with them about their, you know, decades-long relationship and friendship, the journey they've all gone through together. And so to be able to share that on the camera, I feel like gives more relatability to the story. And I just really appreciate you for being able to be vulnerable.
是的。事实上呢，几年前我在圣丹斯电影节认识了杰弗和他的长期的制作搭档拉丽莎·罗兹，跟他们一起训练是我梦寐以求的这样的一个机会，并且他们是非常优秀的电影制作人，所以我很荣幸能够首先加入他们的团队，担任《社交迷局》这部影片的制作协调员。那现在呢，我和他们已经一起工作了大约了有5年的时间。然后Jeff 和拉丽莎，我的导师一直在帮助我培养我的职业生涯，促进我的抱负，所以当我表达了要学习导演的这个愿望，并且呢得到了这个机会之后，后呢，我就踏入了联合导演的角色。在这个过程中，对于我来说是一个非常好的方式来探索自己的声音和我的导演梦想。同时在杰夫的指导下，我受益良多。那杰夫在整个过程中，他是一个非常出色的老师和工作伙伴，能够让我站在镜头里面尤其是在这个角色中哈，需要很多信任的，我要谢谢他对我的信任。因为实际上在这一切的工作过程中都是在他的指导下来帮助我完成的，所以呢在这部拍摄片子之前，我们提前进行了很多的这个准备的工作，确保呢他能够感觉到跟我一起工作是舒适的而且也确保就是说我们在一起工作的时候，他也能够真实的展示自己的这个自我，以及我们能够探索他和 James 之间的关系以及和导师的关系。同时呢 James 也对我们一直都给予很多的信任，同时他也跟我们分享了他在确诊癌症之后，包括癌症治疗的这个过程和经历，都让我们感觉到很非常的，就是和他在一起工作是非常真实的这样的一个经历同时他也在镜头前确保真实的来呈现这个故事。那么在工作过程中，我们有的时候也会哭泣，这种时刻和这种经历会很多，因为我们都是很感性的人，同时我也非常感激能够以一个局外人的角色去看待这三个男人之间的关系，并且能够与他们更加深入探讨他们几十年来的关系、友谊和他们一起经历的这样的一个事业合作的伙伴的这样的一个旅程。所以能够在镜头前分享这些，我觉得让故事更具信任度。我也真的非常感谢你 Jeff 能够在我以及我们团队面前能够展示出你脆弱的一面。
think part of it is like we didn't want this to be a movie about climate change in some ways. And like that's the background and that's like the arena that the story is taking place in. But we really wanted it to be a human story, and we wanted it to be a story about life and about mortality and about, you know, cancer. James got a cancer diagnosis in the process of this project, and we wanted to, you know, process what that meant for him. And for somebody to have a cancer diagnosis while they're working on climate change and while they're documenting glaciers that are dying.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really heavy thing that we all thought about as a team a lot. And the parallels, like, this is a story about mortality and reflection on phases of life. And so the intergenerational story from him to me and for me and Sarah and many other mentor-mentee pairs on our team, like, that's what we really wanted to try to accentuate with this story. And to let the glaciers be in the background in many ways. And the story is taking place on a landscape that is constantly changing. And that's what we were striving for and trying to tease out those relationships.
我认为部分原因是我们并不希望这部电影只是关于气候的变化。在某种程度上，气候变化是故事发生的背景和舞台，但是我们真的希望它能够成为一个人性化的一个故事，一个关于生活和死亡的故事。James 在这个项目的过程中被诊断出患有癌症，那他也把这个信息在首映上也有跟我们观众朋友分享，所以呢我们很想要思考这对于他的影响，在我们拍片的之前和过程中，以及当一个人在处理气候变化并且记录正在消亡的冰川的时候，他却得到了这个癌症的诊断，这对于我们整个团队来说是一件非常沉重的事情。我们在那一段时间可以说是非常难的一段时间。那 Chasing Time 呢，是一个关于死亡和对生命各个阶段的反思的故事。所以呢，从 James 到我，从我到 Sarah， 以及我们团队中的许多的其他的一些成员的交流，我们真的希望能够通过这部纪录片呢来强调这些，并且能够让冰川这个主题呢在很多方面也处于这个背景的故事。那这个故事在发生在不断变化的景观上，大家从屏幕上也可以看到，这正是我们追求的。我们也是试图通过这些每一个小的镜头来揭示它背后的意义。
Sarah 或是 Jeff， 当你们在冰岛或是在这个格陵兰岛拍摄的时候，有没有曾经一瞬间觉得可能哎呀太困难了，天气可能有很多的这个变化原因，想要让你觉得想要放弃或者特别想家呢？
And unfortunately the trips were relatively short because it was only to down one camera and then we returned a year later. So we were only in Iceland about 10 days.
Yeah.
Both trips and they were a year apart. So I mean it wasThere's never a point where I necessarily was like, oh, I really miss being home or was homesick. But, you know, it was really work, like, yeah. Carrying the camera equipment, going up. And, you know, I hope that it can inspire other people that, you know, we're women and women of color groups. And, you know, like, as you're noticing, I am a petite, short girl. So, like, it is, you know, like, the fact that I was able to do it, I hope that other people who are like me are inspired to try something like this, to explore storytelling and be motivated to go out in the field and do this type of work because we need more representation behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah 导演的回答就是，其实我们在冰岛的拍摄大概有10天左右，其实没有特别的长，所以而且我们做了很多的一些准备，确保我们的拍摄能够顺利完美的这个结束，所以其实也没有特别的想要回家或者是想要放弃，而且我们也是希望能够到当地然后去感受当地的这些文化或者是这种环境的一些变化。其实我们更多的就是注意到，把我们的注意放在这个我们拍摄的这些内容上面，其实也没有说特别的想要就是说哎呀放弃或者是想家这样。更多的其实我也是想要去感染更多的人们，年轻人去做自己特别热爱的事情，然后想说 我既然能够也做，能够做的话，那大家也是可以的。所以希望是大家能够更坚持自己的梦想，去追逐自己的梦想，然后相信自己。
Jeff， 我对这部纪录片的配乐非常感兴趣，也在观片的这个过程中被配乐和片尾曲吸引。我相信在座的观众朋友们也对这个纪录片中的这个配乐也印象深刻，大家也非常喜欢。所以我就想请问你，我对你作为这个作曲家和作曲作者的这个角色非常感兴趣，你能跟我们分享一下这一切是怎么发生的吗？因为你是导演，怎么就是说会在这一块做进行这个角色的转换。
This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
你的健康保险是否涵盖最新的 COVID-19 疫苗？如果没有健保该怎么办？别担心，没有健保的成人和儿童都能通过政府的计划免费接种最新疫苗。绝大多数的私人健保 Medicare、Medicaid、TRICARE 或 CHIP 儿童健保计划也涵盖免费的 COVID-19 疫苗。请浏览 vaccines.gov 或致电1-800-525-0127并按井字键了解详情。本广告与华盛顿州卫生部合作。
骗子以假装提供帮助的方式对人们实施诈骗，致使个人财产遭受重大损失。最开始以常规通话的形式提示您的账户存在欺诈行为，但很快语气变得非常严肃。他们声称您的账户或退休账户资金存在风险，您必须将资金转移至安全账户。这是诈骗，请勿将资金转移或转账至安全账户。凡是让您转移资金的都是骗子。如果您将资金转移至安全账户，您的资金将遭受损失。详情请访问 ftc.gov/languages/chinese。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话2066217501，2066217501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
I've been playing the piano since I was 5 years old, and I've always loved music, and I've always wanted to write music, and we were not planning on that for this project, but then Sarah and our other producer, Larissa, and some others on our team were really pushing and encouraging me to compose and to think about it. And honestly, I was on the fence and it was like new and time and energy and all of that. But then something switched for me around like, this is the perfect opportunity for me to learn this. And with the whole theme of mentorship throughout the film, there's a composer, Mark Crawford, that I've worked with on past projects, and Mark was willing to mentor me through this process. So everything was just like, you have to do it. Like, why I say no? And so it's a different headspace. It's a very different energy. And Mark carried the majority of the weight. Mark is super, super talented. And we kind of learned how to collaborate together on coming up with ideas. And you know, coming in as a director, there's a certain way you relate with the composer usually in trying to craft that. And this was like a totally new process for me around trying to find, like, what can I express and what can I say in this process as well. So I love the songwriting process. I'm struggling right now around, like, how much can I do it on future projects or do it, I want to do it, but then, like, the time commitment is real. So I think, I don't know, I think music is going to continue to express itself through me in different ways moving forward, and so I'm excited about that.
谢谢。我从五岁就开始弹琴了，我也一直热爱音乐，也一直想去写音乐。然后呢，我们在拍摄这部片子的过程中，尤其是在还没有拍摄之前，在计划中，我们原本是没有这个计划让我来写这部影片的音乐和配乐，但是后来 Sarah 和我们另外一位制作人拉里莎以及团队中的其他人都在极力推动和鼓励我去做作曲和配乐，并且考虑这个事情。老实说，我当时是有点犹豫的，因为这是一件崭新的事情，尤其是一个新的这样的一个挑战，需要更多的时间和精力去规划。但是后来我改变了想法，我觉得这是我学习的一个绝佳的一个机会，而且整部电影贯穿着导师精神的主题。有一位作曲家叫马克，克劳福德，我之前跟他曾经一起合作过，他也表示在这个影片的过程中他愿意指导我，所以当时这一切都在告诉我，你必须要去做，你为什么要去拒绝呢？我应该去做。所以这是一个完全不同的思维方式和不同能量的这样的一个计划。但是在这个过程中，马克呢也在很大程度上带领我们往前走。马克是一位非常有才华的作曲家，我们学会了如何共同来提出想法，共同合作的这样的一个合作的关系。那么你也知道，作为导演，通常在和作曲家合作的时候是一种特定的关系，在尝试打磨这个作品的时候，对于我来说是一个全新的过程。尝试找到这个过程中我可以表达什么，我能说些什么。所以呢，在这个创作歌曲的这个过程中，我现在作为未来项目中能够做到多少，其实我当时也是有过挣扎的。我也问自己，我是不是要这样做，因为当时时间的投入是真实存在的，也是大量的一个时间的投入。所以我认为我对未来项目不是很清楚，但是我认为将继续以音乐这样不同的方式来表达我的作品，来表达影片的主题。我对整个这个事情，包括我对作曲这件事情，我到现在我都是感觉到非常的骄傲和兴奋的。
On that note of mentorship too, we should add that we have two amazing vocalists who are also a mentor and mentee, Paradox and Ray. And so it's just really cool to be able to add so many layers of mentorship. Yeah.
我觉得我们应该再补充一下，我们有两位了不起的歌手，他们也是导师和学生，所以在整个这个拍摄的过程中建立的这些关系呢，我感觉真的是非常非常的苦。
Yesterday at the screening, after the screening happened, the projectionist came up to me and said, who wrote that song after the movie and who performed in it? Like, he was raving about their voices and I was really stoked.
是的，当时影片放映结束后呢，有放映员还有一些观众过来问我，就说是谁写的那首歌，是谁演唱的，他们对他们的这个声音赞不绝口，我真的很开心。
And that was actually the debut of that song, the Hot Dog Serene version. The word, actually the first, yes, to hear it, yeah.
Yeah. 而且昨天其实是那首歌的首次的亮相，因为在 Hot Dog 上面呢，我们有一个不同的版本，其实和在首映式上的那部这部电影播放出来的是版本是不一样的。
那我接下来的问题就是，因为我知道你们Jeff 和 Sarah 或者是 James， 你们都是一个 像是一个合作伙伴的一个关系，然后又是一个mentor 的这么一个关系，就是有一个前辈带领着一个新人或者是后辈这样子互相帮助的一个关系，也是非常的让大家觉得很感动。那我想说，在你们经过了这个电影的拍摄，然后以至于现在你们也已经有了这些经验，我想说，那你们有没有什么给我们未来的年轻人或者是下一代年轻人，他们可能现在还在高中还在大学，然后还对自己的未来不是很清楚，不知道自己想要到底想要做什么，那你们有没有什么建议，或是给他们一些好的一些提议，让他们去在未来的道路上能够更清晰的去做自己想做的事情呢？
So if there's one thing that we hope audiences and especially young people get out of the film, it's the three-way race line at the end of the film that Jeff says about how this climate work isn't a sprint nor is it a marathon, but it's a relay race, and we all run our leg and contribute to the movement, and then we pass the baton forward. And we love that line because it really is about intergenerational mentorship and how we're all in this together, and that we all have something to contribute in order to build a sustainable future and a just future for future generations coming. And so we, especially with young people, I know it's a really hard time right now with everything going on in the world. It's so easy to feel a sense of paralysis, to be depressed, to feel like, oh, what can I do? So that's why we shared this slide in the film, because we want people to recognize that you're not alone, and we need more people to join our team and get involved in this movement. And, if you have that community and if you have other people uplifting you and building you up, you feel more empowered. And that's why we're encouraging this mentorship call to action, because anyone can be a mentor. And it doesn't have to just be in the climate work. It could be in any industry, any field, any movement for change. It's so easy to reach out to someone and to change their life. And that's why I invited my teacher and my college advisor, because that is like a great example of how much they influenced me in my career path and how much, my sixth grade teacher, that was years ago. And so her words of encouragement and her support stayed with me through life. And I hope that's a great example of how much one person, and their James and you,
yeah,
how much one person can touch someone and inspire them to do something great.
Yeah.
And so, that's, if you can mentor, you should mentor. If you're looking for a mentor, reach out to people and letting out the interest, and people are so willing to help and be supported. Even just in one conversation, people love talking about what they do.
We had a little party yesterday after screening, and looking at everybody in that room, and it's like there's so many people who have contributed and given to this team and to this work and to what you're trying to accomplish here. And this morning I was journaling and I was like, oh, there's so many more people I want to thank. Like, there's so many people that have helped in some ways and provided guidance. And so that word mentor, like, sometimes it's a direct relationship, and sometimes it's a very casual, somebody that helped shape you. And I think what we're really wanting to elevate here is, how do we recognize that, and how do we voice gratitude for that? And then how do we practice more and more passing it forward? And that's something that we both have been talking about a lot as a team. Like, how can we help train other filmmakers? How do we give other filmmakers insights into their craft and what they're trying to accomplish? And that's just our team and our little bubble of, like, hey, we know how to make movies and can help you figure that out. But that applies to anybody in any industry for any cause. If you care about climate, if you care about gun control, if you care about whatever it is, right? How do we get more and more people to recognize that they can use their time and their voice and their energy to make a difference? Like, that's the real opportunity here.
夏亚导演的回答就是，是的，其实我们就像我们电影结束里讲的，就是我们希望我们的这个互帮互助的一个 mentor 是一个马拉松式的一个接力赛，不只是到我们这里就结束，我们也是希望能够把这种合作的一个关系可以 让其他我们身边的人或者是年轻人能够学习到，就是你不需要有很大的一个成就，但是你如果愿意去分享你的一些经验一些知识的话，给身边的朋友身边的同事或者是需要帮助的人的话，我们就觉得其实你已经帮助到大家很多了，而且其实你比你自己想象就是你可以为大家做了很多的这个影响。而且我们在电影当中其实也是说我们可以不一定是关注这个环境的变化，很多人可以关心我们现在社会上有很多问题，比如说这个枪支的管制或者是一些自由的一些问题。所以其实不只是局限于在这个话题，其实是在很多我们社会关注的一些问题上，只要你自己有在这一方面有经验的一些事情，做过的事情，其实你都是可以去分享给你的朋友们或者是同事们，其实这都是对于你自己或者是对方来说都是一个很大的一个帮助。就像我其实也是在昨天的这个首映当中呢，邀请到了我的六年级的老师，还有我们的这个学校的一些老师老到来参加我的这个首映。其实也是想要让大家知道，你看其实在小的时候我们的老师对我们影响都是非常的大，然后他也是在我的这个成长的逐梦的这个路上也是影响了很多人，所以我也是特别鼓励大家去 reach out， 去找你觉得你想要向他学习的人，如果你觉得你也想要像他们一样，然后其实大家就真的就是很要勇敢的去跟大家就是去认识大家，然后去学习，然后哪怕是很小的一件事情，但是你愿意去帮助的话，其实就是一个很大的一个成功。Jeff 导演的回答就是，其实在我们昨天在电影结束之后，我看到我们台下坐了很多我们的电影的幕后的工作者，我想说哇，他们都每一个人都对我们的电影付出了很多，每一个人都有很多的努力艰辛在里面，就是而且在我们在写一些感谢的一些名单的时候，真的是有非常非常的多的人，而且是根本就是写不完，所以他们都是在这个领域当中贡献出自己能够贡献的那一部分，我觉得就是对我们电影来说是最大的一个欣慰。而且在很多事情当中，其实你不一定就是一定是要是很多事情都会，可能你会拍一些纪录片的一些拍摄，那这种东西这种经验都可以分享给其他人，在其他人可能拍摄电影的时候都是有很多帮助的。其实从来不要千万不要觉得自己的知识特别的小，但其实你永远想不到它会对另外的人有多大的影响。
Jeff， 昨天的首映式呢，让在座的观众都深受感动。但是我想说，通常情况下，观众一般对纪录片的反应可能会是，哦，我不想看纪录片，因为它很无聊。然后纪录片总是试图要教我一些东西，或者只是告诉我已经发生过的事情，我没有兴趣。然而呢，在观看《Chasing Time》和《Chasing Eyes》昨天这个首映式上，却是一种对于我来讲是一种全新的一次情感的一种体验。我在观片过程中多次非常感动的流下眼泪，我也看到我旁边坐着的女孩也在哭泣，哭，而且哭了很多次似的。观看这样的电影，观众看不到导演是如何将故事编织在一起的，他们只是看到了美丽的画面，每一帧每一秒的精选的这种画面，然后听到的音乐和歌曲，但是这一切和这每一刻都能够让观众产生共鸣，并且所有的这些元素都是在试图唤起观众的情感。那么在这个过程中，你们是如何创作出让观众产生如此重要的这种情感共鸣和反应的电影的呢？
So first of all, I sometimes don't like using the word documentary because of how people think about it and what the association is. And it's like, this is a movie, it's a film, there's a story here, and it happens to be true. Like, you didn't script it. And so I normally think of it as like scripted versus unscripted.
Yeah, even though there's don't have that much dialogue. in the
yeah, community. Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Like, just don't, right. don't right. talk about
yeah.
this little story.
Yet. We're trying to let the landscape tell the story.
Yeah.
So the process, like Sarah and I worked with our editor, Dave, and we also have a story consultant, Vicky Curtis, that we've worked with on different projects and with our producing team. And usually it's like, what are we trying to say? It's this chicken and egg. It's a back and forth between, like, this is what we've captured and this is what we're trying to say. And sometimes you're like, oh, we're missing pieces of the puzzle. We need to film more. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it's like we have so much we just need to edit down, mm-hmm. right? But this is, like, we're hoping that the audiences can feel a connection to the people and to the human story.
Definitely.
And to let the landscape sort of unfold over time, too. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it really is like a puzzle. And sometimes I think it's like we're trying to make a picture, and we want it to look a certain way. Maybe we want there to be a, you know, mountains in the back and a river and some trees. And then you have to go out and you film and you capture a whole bunch of, like, blue colors one day. And, okay, maybe this is the sky. And then another day you capture a bunch of green. And then, like, okay, maybe this is the tree over there. And then you're in the edit room and you're just, like, taking these colors and these pieces and you're moving them around. And, like, oh, wait, the blue isn't the sky. The blue is the water. We have to completely change it. And it's this process of capturing more stuff and then shaping it in the edit and capturing more and shaping it until you get to something that looks like what you want to hang on the wall.
首先，有的时候我不太喜欢使用纪录片这个词儿，因为人们对它的想法和与之相关的一些联想是让我不太喜欢用纪录片这个词儿。那么 Chasing Time 这是一部电影，这是一个有故事的电影，而且它碰巧呢又是一个真实的，在我们没有剧本的情况下讲述的这样的一个真实的故事。那么在这种情况下，我们试图让景观来讲述故事，所以在这个过程中，我和 Sarah 还有我们的剪辑师、我们的编辑 Dave 以及故事的顾问 Vicky 一起工作，我们在不同的项目上跟他们合作过，并且和我们的制作团队也一起来这个进行故事的创作。我们一直在问自己，我们想要说什么？是不是这是一个鸡和蛋的关系呢？我们捕捉到了什么？我们想要表达的是什么？那有的时候，在这个创作的过程中，我们缺少了一些需要拍摄的更多的一些素材。那有时你会觉得啊，有的素材太多了，我们需要编辑一下，但是有的时候我们会觉得我们还缺一些素材。那么在这种情况下，我们希望观众能够和人物以及和人类故事建立这样的一个关系，坐在影院里面能够和通过屏幕和观众来建立这样的一个联系和关系，并且让屏幕上的每一个景观每一帧随着时间的推移逐渐把故事体现出来，完全的展现出来。所以就像我说的，这部影片就像是一个拼图。有的时候我觉得我们就在尝试绘制一幅画，我们希望它看起来是用某一种方式来呈现出来，也许我们希望背景有山有一条河还有一些树，所以这些素材你都必须要去拍摄。你拍摄了大量的一堆这种蓝色的素材或者照片，好吧，这也许是天空。那么在另外一天的工作的过程中，你又拍摄了一堆绿色的东西，就好像，好吧，那边就是树，然后你在剪辑室里面，你拿着这些颜色、这些碎片、这些拼图，你把它们就像拼图一样移来移去，嗯，好吧。通过这些拼图呢，让我们来捕捉到更多的东西，然后我们也必须要通过这些拼图来改变和塑造一个主题，捕捉到更多并且塑造故事的这样的一个过程，直到你得到了看起来像你要挂在墙上的这样的一幅画为止。
我其实接下来的问题就是因为其实这个昨天这个 James， 然后他也在我们的电影的这个首映，然后我想知道他，因为他现在说他自己因为更多的想要把时间留给自己的家人，我们也看到他就是刚刚就是喜获他们的这个小孙女，非常的可爱。那我比较好奇是他现在有没有就是在 经常的时候想要回到冰岛或者格陵兰岛去看他的那些宝贝冰川，因为我知道他也是花了很多时间去在他的这个前面的几十年都是在那边工作，想说他现在有没有特别想回去呢？
Yeah, I think Edith loves being outside and he lives in Colorado. Our team is all, we live in Colorado and he goes out to the mountains. He has a little place, like a little cabin that he likes to go to. And so I think most of the time he'd rather be there than getting on an airplane and traveling internationally. Now he just complains about jet lag. getting to another country. So it's like not worth it.
He's a long person.
Yeah. I was like, you need to slow down a little bit. He's so driven. Yeah. And he was, you know, writing another book.
Yeah.
Did the Library of Congress.
But I think he is starting to learn how to slow down in a way that he never has before. And I think he's starting to appreciate slowing down in a way that he hasn't before. And I think it's interesting seeing how he has been shifting over the last decade as he gets older and as his kids have now left the house. Mm-hmm. And what have you.
Yeah, to me, when I watched the documentary or the film yesterday, it's different documentary than I like the ones I have watched before. There's a story and then it's touching, but it's not like trying to make me cry.
Yeah.
The whole time there, I can see the purpose, like some of the documentary people are trying to make me cry the whole time. I don't like that. I like just, you know, I like it to keep it inside and I can, you know, think about it when I go back home. Mm-hmm. So this film yesterday was really touching. Also, I had a family member, also had a cancer, like, you know, they're in their lifetime. So it's really relatable. So I'd be like, I'm just curious, like, do you guys have other, like, documentary or film that you guys are working on after this one? I know this is a busy schedule for you guys to go out and then, but is there any more film?
Yeah, well, I do speak to like social lots, but for me personally, I am doing a fellowship right now. There's a local Colorado organization called Cinefe. And so in addition to working with Jeff on his projects, I'm also on my own working on a scripted project. Ooh. So
awesome.
I hope to continue directing and exploring narrative work in addition to this unscripted work that we're working on. But if you want to...
Yeah, I mean, we're working on a bunch of stuff together, like multiple projects that will take years and years to make. So it's just a matter of like pushing them all forward.
Is there a topic that you guys already selected or?
A lot of them are nature based and our relationship with the natural world and trying to heal that. And I'd say like all of them are different lenses on that core theme. And how do we fix the broken parts of this society? Like, that's a big challenge.
Jeff 导演的回答是，再就是，当然就是也是更多的把时间留给了家人，陪伴家人。然后他现在非常有趣，就是经常要去抱怨说这些长途飞机，然后大家要倒时差，非常的辛苦。但其实他之前面几十年、十几年。每年都要飞冰岛，但他从来没有 complain 过，所以就是非常的有意思。那接下来的问题就是，其实昨天我在看这个电影的时候或是这个纪录片的时候，我觉得它跟我之前看过纪录片都不太一样，是因为它没有特别枯燥的故事，就是它不是像那种教科书一样的去给大家讲一些知识，它反而是有很多的这些图片，很多的这个让你通过你的眼睛和声音听到这些东西，然后还有特别感人的故事，然后贯穿于整个电影当中。而且主要是看到 James 在电影当中也讲到自己在发现了自己就是有这个 cancer 这个癌症的事情，也是非常感人。而且我自己本人就是我家人有类似的相似的这个癌症的疾病，所以是特别有感触。而且我身边昨天看电影的旁边的这些观众也是非常的emotional， 就是情绪也是非常的感人，所以我想说就是，所以就是想要想问一下你们两位在接下来的这个安排当中有没有其他的一些电影的拍摄或者是其他的这个主题，你们有什么样子安排呢？Sarah 导演的回答就是我现在在跟这个 Colorado 当地的一个组织，然后在继续的这个合作当中，然后可能还是接下来会把时间放在这些不是那种 就是商业的电影，更多的就是这种类似于我们 Chasing the Ice 和 Chasing Time 这种，不是这种对话式的这种电影的拍摄，然后继续把我们的这个 mentorship 然后给希望让更多的人能够加入到这个知道这个 mentorship， 然后鼓励大家然后去互相帮助着。Jeff 导演的回答就是我们这个 team 这个大的这个组还是在继续在 Colorado 会完成我们的一些拍摄，然后其实也是因为拍有很多事情要做，然后我们还在看说如何能够选择我们想要做的这个主题，然后更多的其实这些主题还是有关于环境方面的，然后让我们更加去关注于我们的大自然的一些变化发生的事情，所以更多的就是我们要怎么样继续往前 push， 然后让大家把这个事情一点点完成。
Sarah， 那么在这部影片 Chasing Time 的制作过程中，有没有什么意想不到的发生的障碍或者结果，对你作为一个电影制作人、电影制片人产生了深远的影响呢？
Well, we've done a really obstacle is people routine getting sick and changing, having to pivot or, be flexible and adapt. It was really great having, as Jeff was saying, local crew members from Iceland who were so familiar with the landscape and the weather. So whenever we did need to adapt, we could just go to a different location that was maybe less rainy and fluffy there. And so I guess the takeaway for me was just always being open to adaptation. And then always following a strict schedule or, not having strict expectations of what the day-to-day is going to look like. And that, I guess, is unique to documentary filmmaking is you have to...
我们团队中的一些人生病了，不得不做出调整。你知道要灵活去适应各种突发情况，就像 Jeff 之前所说的，我们很幸运有来自冰岛的本地的摄制组的成员，他们对当地地形和天气非常的熟悉。因此当我们需要调整和应付不同情况的时候，我们可以去一个去一个雨少一些的地方进行拍摄，在他们的帮助下。因此对于我来说，重要的是时刻要保持适应能力，不要总是去遵循严格的时间表，也不要对每天的工作有严格的预期。我想这对于纪录片制作来讲，尤其是纪录片的制作人、拍摄团队来说，这种情况是特殊的。你必须时刻都能够适应各种方面的变化。
Yes and no, like even for narrative stuff. But like it's funny because like sometimes we would have a schedule and you look at it and you're just like, I know that's not going to be the schedule. There's no way we're doing that in those days. But if it makes us feel good that we have an idea where we're starting, great. But the reality is like being being prepared and being prepared to adapt, like that's really the sweet spot.
是的，但是也好像不完全是。这对叙事电影很适用，但是有趣的时候，我们有的时候也会有一个时间表，就是你看着它，你会觉得，我知道那是不可能的，那个对于我们来讲，那个时间表不适用。但是在那些日子里面，我们面对不可能完成的那些事情，如果这些事情能够让我们感觉良好，让我们知道从哪儿开始，很棒。那么在现场拍摄的这个实地拍摄的情况下，就是做好准备，做好适应变化的准备，这才是最重要的。
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time. And it's our pleasure to spend time together today.
谢谢你们的时间，非常感谢能够今天跟我们分享这么多的信息和内容，感谢今天能够和你们共度时光。Jeff 呢，同时呢，因为我们是西雅图中文电台，那么也希望你能够跟我们西雅图中文电台的听众和观众朋友们说几句话，可以吗？
哦，谢谢大家，很高兴认识你 ，and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢观众朋友们的收看，然后今天我们的专访到这就结束了，请您在线上和线下都可以收看这次的专访节目。